Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, February 26th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: stock markets obeying the yield sign. Australia, first in Asia Pacific to lift Boeing 737 MAX ban. 777 makes emergency landing. And minimum wage can't be part of $1.9 trillion stimulus bill in Senate. Leading today's news: Wall Street looks to get its sea legs back at the open today after being whipsawed by interest rates. U.S. stock index futures are mixed, while Treasury yields are easing early following a spike yesterday that unnerved equity investors. S&P futures up 0.2% or slightly higher, and NASDAQ 100 futures up 0.1% or slightly higher. The NASDAQ composite had its worst performance in nearly 4 months yesterday. Asian markets followed the U.S. selling, with Tokyo's Nikkei tumbling nearly 4%. European markets are down, but the drop is tamer as yields have dipped. The 10-year Treasury yield is down 4 basis points to 1.47%. Yields on the 10-year raced higher in the previous session, topping 1.6% following a disappointing auction of 7-year Treasuries that prompted traders to push longer-term yields higher as the curve flattened. As much as $50 billion was unwound after the auction, according to Bloomberg. Overall, the bond market has been pricing in a hotter economy as vaccine programs progress and more stimulus is set to hit the U.S. economy. But Fed officials stressed yesterday they didn't see inflation as a problem and that a hotter economy might not even bring about corresponding inflationary pressures for a while. In other news, Australia is lifting its ban on flights to and from the country using Boeing 737 MAX aircraft after nearly 2 years. It's the first country in the Asia-Pacific region to do so. And while Australia's airlines don't fly the plane, Fiji Airways and Singapore Airlines do fly it into Australia and are looking to other regulators in order to resume using the craft. Also, a Boeing 777 on cargo service has made an emergency landing in Moscow due to engine issues, not quite a week after a similar Boeing craft shed engine debris over Colorado neighborhoods. The proposed hike in minimum wage to $15 an hour will have to be dropped from the Democrats' $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, a Senate parliamentarian rules. The White House now looks like it will pursue other avenues for the boost in wages. President Joe Biden is disappointed in this outcome, but urges Congress to move quickly to pass the American Rescue Plan, a White House statement said. GameStop went through a wild day of trading yesterday, as much as 100% higher before seeing sharp selling in the last hour of trading to end up 18.5%. GameStop is up 10% pre-market, but trading is naturally volatile. AMC is down 4% before the bell. Kos is down 9% pre-market. The second squeeze looks to be spurred by another round of huge buying in and out of the money, near-term call options. But it hasn't had the legs of the first round, with short positions greatly reduced. AT&T is spinning off DirecTV as part of a deal with private equity firm TRG Capital. The deal implies an enterprise value for the new DirecTV of $16.25 billion, and after the transaction, AT&T will own 70% of common equity and TPG will own 30%. AT&T expects to apply $8 billion from cash proceeds to reduce debt. Not moving over in the deal, any of HBO Max or AT&T's regional sports networks. Salesforce.com reported a record fourth quarter but guided a downside profit forecast for the fiscal year. Revenue was up 20% on the year to $5.82 billion. Subscription and support revenue gained 20% to $5.48 billion. For the full year, it guided revenue of $25.65 to $25.75 billion, above the $25.45 billion estimate. But EPS guidance of $3.39 to $3.41 was below consensus of $3.61. Beyond Meat announced a 3-year global strategic agreement with McDonald's. It will be McDonald's preferred supplier for the patty in the McPlant burger. Beyond Meat also announced a global strategic partnership with Yum Brands to co-create items that can only be found at KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin slightly down. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.